Stop 11. Pike's Pond Shore. When sitting on one of the benches and facing the pond with the downed tree in front of you, you'll see a planted Chinese walnut that's sometimes used as a basking site by eastern garter snakes. Snakes don't create their own internal body heat and so must rely on getting it from their environment by sunbathing. But don't worry, these snakes are neither poisonous nor aggressive. During the warm months, eastern painted turtles also crawl out onto logs and rocks in the pond and spend considerable time soaking up the sun for the same reason. In late spring, a pair of geese frequents the pond with their fuzzy yellow goslings. Sit on one of the deck benches on a sunny afternoon and feel the warmth of the sun for yourself. This is also a great place to observe beavers, especially at dawn and dusk, and sometimes even on cloudy days. Sometimes they have an active lodge made of sticks and mud on the small island out on the pond. Pleasant Valley was one of the first places where beavers were reintroduced in Massachusetts. Back in 1932, three beavers from New York's Adirondacks were brought here and released. Since then, their offspring have constructed a string of ponds up and down the valley that host a wide array of wildlife, from fish and frogs to great blue herons and river otters. It's easy to spend a lot of time at this spot, but the sensory trail ends here. The all-persons trail continues for only a few more feet. Beyond that, it continues as Pike's Pond Trail and rounds the far side of the pond. When ready to return, retrace your steps to the intersection with the bench, the first one you'll reach. From there, you can either turn right and follow Honeysuckle Lane back to the office and parking area, the quickest way back, or continue all the way around back the way you came in on All Persons Trail. Please be aware that Honeysuckle Trail is a mowed grass trail that is tilted in some places and damp in others.